Did he have a fence around it?
No, ma'am. Uh-huh. It was a pretty place right on the corner. Mm-hmm. And there was a set of woods, a patch of woods, long there. They cleaned that up and they got pear trees on the back of woods that were been there now.
Mm-hmm. And the fence was around the garden then?
Yes, ma'am. He had his tater hills in the garden with a shelter over it, 5 and 6 hills of potatoes.
And it was covered?
It had a shelter over it and then the hill fixed up.
Oh, that's where you stored the potatoes?
Yes, ma'am.
After you grew them, you dug them and
put them there. And the smokehouse was out from the house there, plenty of meat. Mm-hmm. They raised, my daddy raised plenty of hogs to kill, not to sell, it's to kill.
Sure.
And chickens are plenty.
And where did the hogs, where did he keep them?
They was back of the lot out there. And then he had a horse. And the horse he had a lot fence. A fence made round it for the horse.
And what did you call where the hogs were?
They was back of the lot, back mm-hmm. out there.
And was that enclosed, a fence around?
Around the hogs, yes.
What kind of fence was that?
Made out of boards.
Uh-huh. Is that just like the garden fence, the paling fence?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And how is that made? Were them sticking, were they straight up?
Yes, sir.
And nailed onto another bolt?
Another bolt went all around.
And at the intervals up and down, you had something bigger down in the ground?
Yeah, a pole to hang it. You know, it's poles just like you would for a while.
Right.
But it's used for palings.
Okay. And
we sprang clean. My mama sprang clean. Once a year, and it's just everything out.
Out of the house.
Hot sun and soap water up high as she could, scald the house down. My mom was a clean housekeeper.
She must have been.
Yes, she was. Just had to keep the steps as clean as this.
And what did you use? What kind of soap did you use?
Potash soap, oxygen soap.
Well, not, she didn't make it herself.
Yeah, some potash soap.
Potash soap. Is the kind you made outside?
Yes.
What did you make it in?
A pot.
Yeah.
A black pot, grease and potash, yeah. And oxygen soap. You dust old gold dust for powder. And that'll use but a little of it, like,
yeah.
You know, you have to use nearly about a box or two if you wash 2-3 loads now, but you don't use it. We didn't use that.
Did you wash outside?
Yes, ma'am. Tubs.
Every day, every Monday?
Yes, my mom washed every Monday. Regardless, I washed every Monday, too.
Still?
Yes, ma'am.
And on Tuesday, you always?
Yeah, we got them clothes put up. Because now I don't do that now, yeah. But
yeah.
That's what I was raised to do.
Sure. Okay, and what about the water? How did you?
We had a well, a good well of water.
Out in the yard?
Yes, ma'am. Drawed it.
Out back? Out front? Where was it?
It in the back.
Back here?
Yes. Right. It was a bowl well. It wasn't a dug one, a bowl. Mm-hmm. And we had good water.
And how did you get it up? Was it one?
Draw it.
Pull it up on a rope?
No, I'm draw it.
And how? Crank it?
Yes, draw it.
And what went down to get the water?
A bucket. Right. A bucket. A long bucket about that long.
What's that made out of? Some kind of metal?
Yes. They had a tickle up there on the top, because I got 2-3 tickles now.
What's that? The thing it rolled?
The rope go around and pull it.
Uh-huh. You call that a tickle?
Yes.
And you still got it?
I got two.
Yeah, do you use it? You don't use it?
No, I just got them.
You just have them? Kind of like souvenirs.
People say that I was, a whole lot of folks say I like Mr. Reese, look, pick up old things and keep them like this. It's cheaper stuff. Maybe someday somebody might want them.
Sure. Well, Mr. Reese is Harold Andrews' father,
yes,
the one that you worked for.
Yes.
For how long did you say?
43 years.